House Council meeting on January 2nd, now 6:30 to order. Josh, you call the roll, please.
Arriaga?
Here.
Riggitbach?
Here.
Tui?
Here.
Conley?
Here.
And Younger?
Here.
And Jordan has graciously accepted my invitation to say the prayer tonight.
All right. Let's pray. Lord, we come to you, people that are very well blessed. So many people before us continuing to serve us and on all levels. Lord, we thank you. We ask that you now help all of us, mayor, council, staff, and citizens to unite together. All of perhaps different opinions in general, but united to see White House do well, both now and into the future for future generations. I pray that that would be our focus. As we work and disagree and agree, I pray that we do it with kindness, using all of our gifts and abilities. And again, we pray that this is not just for our benefit, but for those in the future, that White House, both now and in the future, will be a great city that glorifies you. We pray this and all the work that we do tonight in your name. Amen.
Amen. Leave the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Council members, I need a motion tonight, since Nikki is not here, to make Josh temporary clerk of council for this evening's meeting. Can I get a motion to approve that, please?
So moved.
Second.
Josh, call the roll.
All those in favor?
Aye.
All opposed?
Next, we'll be swearing in of the mayor and the new council members by Judge Hazard. Judge Hazard reached out to me after the election, asked me to come tonight and swear me in and swear the new council members in. So we'll start with that.
Okay. Welcome, everybody. Thanks for coming. Please repeat after me. I do solemnly swear.
I do solemnly swear.
That I will support the Constitution of the United States of America.
That I will support the Constitution of the United States of America.
And the Constitution of the State of Ohio.
And the Constitution of the State of Ohio.
And the Charter, ordinances, and resolutions, and codes, and laws.
The Charter, ordinances, resolution, codes, and laws.
Of the Village of White House.
Of the Village of White House.
Lucas County, Ohio.
Lucas County, Ohio.
And that I will faithfully discharge the duties of Mayor of the Village of White House.
And that I will faithfully discharge the duties of Mayor of the Village of White House.
To which I have been elected.
To which I have been elected.
Pursuant to the general election held November 7, 2023.
Pursuant to the general election held November 7, 2023.
Congratulations.
Ready to do them all at the same time? So for you, council members.
I'm just speaking to all me, and I was, they didn't have a copy of it in the video, so I can go a little further. So if you raise your right hand, please.
I do solemnly swear that I will support the Constitution of the United States of America.
I do solemnly swear that I will support the Constitution of the United States of America.
And the Constitution of the State of Ohio.
And
And the Constitution of the State of Ohio.
And the charter, ordinances, resolutions, and codes of the Village of White House, Lucas County, Ohio.
And the charter, ordinances, resolutions, and codes of the Village of White House, Lucas County, Ohio.
And that I will faithfully discharge the duties of member of the council of the Village of White House.
And I will faithfully discharge the duties of member of the council of the Village of White House.
To which I have been elected pursuant to the general election held November 7, 2023.
To which I have been elected pursuant to the general election held November 7, 2023.
Congratulations.
Next order of business tonight is the annual organizational consideration for council per the charter. The first thing will be to elect a new president of council. Is there any motion on the floor to elect our new president of council?
Motion to nominate Luann Arteaga to be council president.
Any discussion? Josh, you call the roll, please.
All those in favor?
Aye.
All opposed?
The second thing is meeting times for the year. Usually, as part of the organizational meeting, we determine whether or not we want to keep the meetings at 6:30 or change it to a later or earlier time. Is there any discussion regarding meeting times?
Very comfortable. Yes.
Everybody's okay with 6:30?
Yeah.
Everybody's okay? And we will keep that at 6:30. There's no change. Everybody's had a chance to read the minutes from the December 19th council meeting. Is there any changes or revisions to those that anybody observed? I think a motion to approve those.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Any discussion? Josh, you call the roll, please.
All those in favor?
Aye.
All opposed?
Next will be the adoption of the addendum to the bills dated January 2nd, today's date. The amounts of $54,647.09. Motion to approve the bills, please.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Any discussion? Josh, you call the roll.
All those in favor?
Aye.
All opposed?
In regards to an introduction, a person to appear before council, I'm assuming George, Josh, there is nobody tonight?
None that made arrangements.
Under committee reports, tonight we have a report from the Fallen Timbers Union Cemetery District. Ms. Lane.
The Fallen Timbers Union Cemetery District met on Monday, December 18th at 5:30 in the Village Council Chambers. The first order of business was to approve the minutes of the November 20th meeting, which were approved. The following reports of expenditures and revenue of the cemetery district. To be reported that the end of the year balance is $195,098.45. Rory gave his sexton report showing that there had been about 50 plots that had been sold during the year. There was a discussion of the cemetery district parcel discussion. Some of the parcels on the five different cemeteries that are under the Union Cemetery District, that is Wakeman, White House, Roof Cemetery, the Mennonite Cemetery, and the one on Winslow Road. Some of those parcels are still not, the titles have not been totally transferred over to the Union Cemetery District. Mr. Donnelly, who is the solicitor for Waterville, is going to make some contacts with with one of the judges and some other members to try to move that issue so that it can finally be resolved and all of the properties under in the White House district will actually be titled to the district. Under new business, they recognized Rebecca Cockman-Kleinhofer and Ron Fry for their years of service to the village. They were each given a glass paperweight with the emblem of the cemetery district on it. They were very nice. They went into executive session. When they came out of the session, there was a motion by Mr. Frye and seconded by Rebecca to award merit service payments of $500 each to Rory Hartwright, his assistant, and Tiffany Bachman, who is the finance person. But there was no other scheduled business, and they adjourned. The next meeting is January 22nd at 5:30 here in the council chambers.
Thank you. We need a motion to approve that. Next, under Mayor's Report, appointment of board members and committee members. Regarding the Charter Review Commission, which is going to be extremely important, which I'll talk about here shortly, I'd like to reappoint Rob Castelletta. He's a citizen on that. Rob has accepted that appointment. He's been on it for some time. I need a motion to approve Mr. Castelletta to that position.
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion?
Thanks, Rob.
Josh, call the roll.
All those in favor?
Aye.
All opposed?
Next will be my appointment of Larry Yonker to the Charter Review Commission. Larry's legal background is with something I'm looking for in regards to the charter, since we're going to be changing that. Like I said, I'll be discussing that here shortly. I get a motion to approve Larry, the Charter Review Commission councilman. So moved.
Second.
Any discussion? Josh, you call the roll.
All those in favor?
Aye.
All opposed?
Next will be Tree Commission Council Representative. I appoint Steve Connolly to that position. I get a motion to approve Steve.
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion? Josh, you call the roll, please.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
All opposed?
Citizens Representative on the Records Review Commission. I nominate Amy Schultz for that position. Get a motion to approve Amy?
So moved.
Second.
Josh, you call the roll.
All those in favor?
Aye.
All opposed?
Next will be the Fire Dependency Board. I want to reappoint Ed Kaplan to that position. He's been on it previously and has fire and police experience for over 40 years. So if I could get the motion to approve.
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion? Josh, you call the roll.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
All opposed?
Next, the Planning Commission. I, on that, as mayor, will sit on that. I've made the decision this time to appoint Dave Rickenbaugh as a special assignment to that commission as well, to assist with things moving forward. Get a motion to approve Dave.
So moved. Second.
Any discussion? Call the roll, please.
All those in favor?
Aye.
All those opposed?
Next will be the Personnel Committee. I'm going to do mine differently than some of the other mayors have done in the past. I'm going to appoint my three members tonight. That way there's no confusion when they're needed here in the future. The three people I want to appoint are Dave Rickenbaugh, Carrie Toomey, and Steve Connolly. Make a motion to approve those three, please.
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion? Josh, call the roll, please.
All those in favor?
Aye.
All opposed?
In regards to appointments to the Monclova Township JED, the Spencer Township JEDZ, and the Waterville Township JEDD, I will be appointing Carrie Toomey to those three. I've talked to her about it. She's accepted. I think her background in business would be important for us there. Can I get a motion to approve Carrie?
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion? Call the roll, Josh.
All those in favor?
Aye.
All opposed?
Couple things I want to talk about tonight. I thought about what to say, because it's my first night, but one of the things I want to talk about is the charter. I've instructed Kevin to look into it for us to make sure it's compliant with all local, state, and federal laws. All the new council members, I know, including myself, promised our citizens that we'd be reviewing this to make sure that it's compliant so we don't have the fiasco that happened this last election. I'd ask that the Charter Review Commission, along with Larry, start effective probably immediately, so sometime this month. Jordan and I had talked about this. The reason why I want to get on this, for several reasons. Number one, to give the citizens a chance to ask questions after it's approved. It's got to go through the committee, it's got to come to council for approval, and then we need to educate our citizens on what it is. I can't, and I've lived here many years, can't tell you the last time we put something on the charter that the citizens need to vote on. Any change in our charter, the citizens have to approve, which means it'll go on this November's election. The reason why it's crucial is to educate the public, to make sure they understand what's going on in regards to the charter, what changes we're making, but also, for some reason, if it would fail, we can put it on the spring election prior to next November's council election. There'll be three council members up for election, and there could be three people applying for council, there could be 33. So you want to try to avoid that problem. So I'd ask for some discussion in regards to that issue. Does anybody have a problem that we increase this timeframe and move it up to as soon as we can get this accomplished?
November is a good goal.
Great.
So we want to try to get it prior to November so we can educate the public.
Right.
Nobody has any issue with that, then that's how we'll proceed in regards to that. That's the first elephant in the room. The second elephant in the room is our finances. And I thought long and hard in regards to some of the things that we need to do, and I think what I've come up with is a three-pronged approach. Number one, economic development grants for our current businesses so they will hire more people. That will certainly provide more income to the village and takes the burden off our taxpayers. The second prong is not only to look throughout Ohio, but look throughout the world for businesses that want to relocate. People don't think that's possible. Well, yeah, it is, because Dewey Soft is a Slovakian company. And they've come here and they just expanded to add, we're hoping, at least 75 to 100 new jobs over the next few years. So it is possible to see if the federal government or state port authority has grants for both of these to try to get people to come here, to get people that are here. Work with the Chamber of Commerce. Ms. Wendy and I have talked in regards to these. I have faith in Dallas Paul. He's our economic development consultant and his contacts throughout the business community to try to help support this. Another thing I think we need to do, I think it's the most important prong, is community outreach. For some reason, the people will not support increased revenue. Economic development will help us in the long term, but will not help us here in the short term. And we're getting down to our last strikes. So what I am proposing is, with the assistance of council members, come the spring, we go door to door throughout the neighborhoods. Let's find out why people won't support it. Because we can put it on the ballot 100 times, and if people don't support it, it's going to fail 100 times. What is the misconception? Why will people not support this? Why will they not support their community? We need to find out why. We need to change it. So as soon as the weather clears here in the spring, I would like to ask council to help me with this task, because I think it's important. Us sitting and waiting and hoping people are going to approve something hasn't worked. So we've got to try a different way to do it. And I think going door to door and talking to people is one of the things. And continue with community outreach. I think we need to make ourselves available to the community. I propose something that's coffee with the mayor and council. Although three council members can only be there one time, because four is a quorum, but 3 to 4 times a year, I think we need to make ourselves available where our citizens can come and talk to us. If they don't come, that's on them. We've baited an opportunity for them to come and discuss the issues with us, and like I said, to make ourselves open to that. Last thing is, I want to engage our youth, our parents of our youth, our schools. I'm proposing that we have, when I talk to our teachers, maybe mayor for a day, kid mayor for a day, kid council for a day. Try to correspond with their government classes here at school. Get them involved in this process and getting their parents involved in it as well. Let them find out what government is. Let them find out what we do. We need to do some positive things here in the community to change things. Carrie and I have talked, and I agree with her. There's something going on here in regards to negativity that we need to change. And the only way to do it is to get out there and change it. We can't sit and wait any longer. We don't have the time with our finances. I want to give you an update on Ardo, which is very important. I will not hide anything from council members. I will not hide anything from the citizens of White House. Jordan and I have reached out and had gotten in touch with local, state, and federal authorities to try to do everything we could to save Ardo. I spoke with Senator Sherrod Brown's representative in regards to that. We made several attempts to engage in a conversation regards to Save Our Little. We were met with silence. The International Union, same. So I was advised on December 15th there would be a final meeting between Ardo, the union, and management. I tried to be a part of that meeting. And I was denied for the simple fact by contract is the only reason they were meeting. I got a call shortly after that meeting. It didn't last 15 minutes. And they advised that they were closing regardless of what we could do, what the federal government could do, what the union could do. They had made the decision and there was no changing it. So, as we all know, it's probably the second biggest employer here in White House. What have we got to do? Well, it's closing January 31st, 2024. Some of the things we're going to do is we're certainly going to try to get somebody to come in there. Dallas Paul is going to be assisting us with that. I'll know more sometime here in later January about employee severances there and the number of employees that will be retained and located to the other facilities in Fremont and Huron, Ohio. It is my plan, and I've talked to Ms. Wendy. She's in charge of our Chamber of Commerce. They have a job fair available that we're going to have either here or we're going to have at the high school to try to help our displaced workers find jobs here within the Village of White House, and people that are hiring are at least nearby, maybe Water or some of the others. So that is the plan going forward. We are hopeful, after talking with economic development people, that we believe we're going to be able to get somebody in there. I'm not promising anything, but based on this location, we think we may be able to get somebody in there, hopefully quicker rather than later. But that is the update on Ardo. Does anybody have any questions in regards to either of those three topics? Is there any discussion? Report from the Clerk of Council.
Nothing tonight, Your Honor.
Report from the Village Administrator.
Thank you, Your Honor. Have three items. As congratulations, Mayor, Council members. As we get to introduce you to the public, obviously physically, digitally, we're doing that as well. So I know we're trying to update our website. So if you can work on your bios, and we'll get those uploaded as soon as possible. So that's one item. Number two, the chickens legislation. That has been respectfully delayed for your consideration. So we got a little bit of work to do, but I know we're in the process of filling the sixth council seat. Deadline for that is January 4th, Thursday, by the way, if you're interested in submitting for that council seat. Get that position filled. And by next council meeting, that's the timeline you had set. Hopefully you can make that decision. My thoughts were, let's cover the chicken topic again at the February Committee of the Whole to allow the new members, you know, ample time to look at that topic again. Again, it was delayed for your consideration. At that February meeting, we are also a topic I want to cover is, again, to re-engage the revenue discussion. While, Mr. Mayor, your other plan is going on to get public input, understand that, our work on looking at revenue streams, I know you're anxious to get involved in that. So those are the two items I'm thinking about for February to kind of get your mind geared for that. Let me pause there because, you know, lots coming at you. Any questions on that? It's pretty full load for February.
There is a Committee of the Whole meeting scheduled for next week to go over the candidates.
Correct.
Okay.
And at this point, that's the only topic. I think at least last time this happened, we wanted to keep it just that topic because it tends to be a fairly long meeting. So yes, that is the plan for next Tuesday. You will get all the applicants, all the stuff that I received in your packet. So you'll have, you know, a few days to review that. Okay, so that's the plan for the next two Committee of the Whole meetings. Lastly, this is, talked with the mayor about this earlier. Really, this is super exciting time. We've been working on this organization transition for about 3 years, pretty extensively for the last 3 years. One of those things that we're really looking forward to is the promotional process for filling those seats. I can tell you we've completed that, but I'm going to have Josh talk about that from the operations side.
Thank you. So, you know, as Jordan indicated, this has been a long thing coming for us, and we're excited. We had 14 total applicants for multiple positions throughout each department. We had a captain and lieutenant at the police department, a superintendent for public service, some platoon chiefs and lieutenants for the fire department. And if you look at the organizational chart, this does not complete all of those total promotions that we have, but at least for this first wave, we have been able to get through all of them. So for the police department, Captain Brad Baker was selected. We had Charles Kessinger, who was selected as lieutenant. For the public service department, Mike Hill was selected for superintendent. And for the fire department, for platoon chiefs, we have Jeff Hibbert, Joe Miller, and Kevin McNutt. And for the open lieutenant's positions, we had Dustin Richardson and Justin Call. So I would definitely like to thank all of those who did apply and congratulate all of those who were selected.
So with that announcement, we're planning on a promotion ceremony before next council meeting. It will not interfere with that, but if you'd like to come, it'll be a great event. We'll send you the details as we're still ironing those out. Get your opportunity to meet some of these new leaders in our community. So super excited about that. 2 weeks from tonight, we'll celebrate together. Unless you have questions for me, Your Honor and Counsel, that's all I know.
Questions for me? Mr. Heathen.
The only thing I have is sort of dovetail on with what Jordan said. Congratulations, everyone. There will be the ordinance for the chickens on the agenda for the next council meeting because it was tabled to a definite period. So when you see that, you can just table it again into the future. And then the same thing with the garbage can location, that'll be on the agenda for the next meeting too. So for your consideration, what you want to do with that. That's all I have, Your Honor.
Report from the department heads. Since my son is here, we're going to start with Jason.
First, I'd like to congratulate the mayor and council on your appointments. It'll be a fun time in the next couple of years. The only thing that I have is we had a busy year at the fire department, and we are in the process of getting statistics together and a 5-year projection of where we were and where we want to go in the future. And that will be published out to you guys in the next couple of weeks. That's all I have.
Mr. Allen.
Congratulations, Your Honor, members of council. As you may be aware, Christmas Eve, we had numerous vehicles that were broken into. Kind of made Facebook a little bit. Through the officer's investigation, suspect was identified. A search warrant was conducted on the residents New Year's Eve, and stolen property was recovered, and the suspect does have charges. Warrant's been issued for his arrest. However, currently the subject is not in custody. I am compiling the annual report that will cover everything that we've done in 2023. Expect that report to you all, I'm hoping, by the second council meeting in February. That's all I have. Any questions?
Thanks.
Thank you
much. Save the best for last. Steve?
Congratulations to all, and I have nothing at this time.
All the leaves picked up?
Still working out.
I know there's all this stuff on Facebook regarding the trees and the Christmas trees, and we decided to handle it yet.
Trees will be picked up on Mondays with trash.
Thank you. Next, we have citizen comments on agenda items, tonight's agenda. Are there any citizen comments? If so, please step up to the podium, say your name and address, please. Okay, all right. Mr. Heathen, ordinances and resolutions.
Your Honor, there are no ordinances or resolutions.
Okay. This time I'm going to turn the meeting over to Luann regarding council comments. Ms. Luann.
Alan, is there a possibility of getting the monthly police reports this digitally? their packets?
Yes, absolutely. However, we just switched to a new record management system called RMS Swift. It's through the state of Ohio, OLEG. We still have to create what the new monthly mayor's report and council report will look like. But yes, I can have the new digital version included in the council pack. Absolutely.
Thank you. I want to congratulate Rich on being appointed here, being sworn in. I want to welcome our new council people. It is very exciting to see all these new faces here. I can't wait for this year. I am expecting great things out of them. But it's not wonderful to have new faces and fresh ideas and things to help move the village forward at this point. So welcome. And Dave, do you have anything for council this evening?
Just looking forward to working with all of you. Rich, congratulations. Everybody out there, we look forward to serving you. That's all record. So very humbled to be here and really excited about the future of the village.
Sure. You guys all know I'm an open book. You guys can come to my door and I'll answer whatever you have to say. I really just want us to all work together and make it a better community. Best community that we know what helps is the best community. So that's why I'm sitting here, because I love the community. Congratulations. Everybody, congratulations, obviously. That's why I'm here. I just want it to be great. So I want to do great. So if I'm not doing great, someone tell me, because that's what I'm here for. I know. Oh, I know. I'm thick skinned, don't worry. I got sisters, I'm all for it. I'm ready for it. Bring it on. That's it. Steve?
You're doing great.
Oh, thank you. Yeah.
The bulk drop off, is that the 6th and the 13th? So Saturday, is it Saturday and Saturday at the maintenance?
Correct? Yes, sir. From 8 to noon each day.
Okay. And then I guess just to echo the sentiments everyone's saying, congratulations. It is great to see new faces and hear some new ideas. I have tremendous confidence in our mayor. I like the plan that's been laid out. Everybody around this table has been collegial and coming with kind of an open mind and the best interest of White House at heart. So I think we're going to do great things this year in the full community.
Just want to kind of echo the comments that have already heard. Everybody's already heard here. And congratulations to all the new members of council and to the mayor. Just thank the public for giving me the opportunity to be up here and hopefully help move our village forward. Thank you.
Are there any citizen comments for any reason? Tonight, please step up to the podium, state your name and your address. Any citizen comment about any issue? Anybody out there tonight? Seeing none, can I get a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Second. Call the roll.
All those in favor?
Aye.
All opposed?
Thank you, everybody, for coming tonight. We appreciate it. Thank you very much.